Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are in this chapter of making mujahada, that is making effort. Effort for deen, to deen, for deen to come into our lives and to see that deen stays alive, the proper deen. We read the first hadith in which Allah Ta'ala, in which it is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, which is a hadith, a Qudsi. And besides the other subject matter, that in the, Allah Ta'ala explains that the closest a person comes to Allah is by fulfilling the faraiz, all things which are farah. That is namaz, which is the most important, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. And then a person keeps on coming closer to Allah by nawafil. Nafil ibadat, like nafil namazes, etc., all that. Nafil rozas, nafil zakat, which is sadaqah, charity, lillah. Nafil hajj, which is umrah, etc. When a person keeps on doing that, then two great gifts Allah Ta'ala gives that person. One is that Allah becomes the eyes by which he sees, the hands by which he holds, etc. And the meaning of that, one is that now Allah controls all these things and he doesn't look at haram. So all of us, whatever weaknesses we got, if we keep on doing the nawafil, Allah will control our eyes from looking at haram, from our tongue, from talking haram, swearing, arguing, backbiting, all gunas. If we keep on doing the nawafil, we will be saved of all the gunas. And the other great benefit, that Allah Ta'ala will put great barakat in all these things. If we keep on doing our nawafil, what we look at, there will be barakat in. As it is said, that there are those people, they just look at something and it turns into gold. Whatever we touch, it will become full of barakat. Where we go, there will be barakat. In everything of ours, there will only be barakat. And another great benefit when we will do this, that it will protect our iman. All the nawafil, all the things besides the faras are there to protect our iman. Iman is the most important. If we keep it protected right in the middle, and we surround it by our wajib, all our wajib ibadat, and we protect the wajib with all the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, and we protect the sunnat-e-mu'akkada with all the sunnat-e-ghair-mu'akkada. And we protect the sunnat-e-ghair-mu'akkada with all the nawafil, mustahabbat, adab, etc. Then our iman will be protected. But today we ourselves have exposed our iman. We have removed all the protection. We are very, very lax in nafil, etc. We are even very lax in today, even in the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, even in the wajibat, our faras, we are so lax also. How many of us don't do our faras? Those of us who do it, we do it casually, now and then. Those who are regular also, like just now we made our faras, each one can ask ourselves, how much concentration I had in the namaz. When we made salam, we had to make salam to the farishtas and all on our right, all on our left. We had to make that niyat and make the salam of peace be upon you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and the rahmat of Allah. Ask ourselves, did we make that niyat? Or was just a salam made with nothing in that salam? Just an empty salam. So if we do all this, then our iman will be protected. Just like we have in our homes, wherever we are, most place we secure our bedroom, where we are with our family, and then we lock the door. Then we make sure we lock the front door, the kitchen door, if there are any other doors also. In most cases, we have got burglar doors on the doors also. We make sure we lock them also. Then we got our gates at the boundary wall, whether it's the car gate, whether it's a pedestrian gate. We make sure we lock that also. We have fencing also above our walls. Then we have burglar alarm system also. Then in that way we protect ourselves. If a person removes all these protection and he leaves everything open, then of course the crooks will come directly to a person. There is no deterrent, nothing to stop them. So, and they will get hold of us. So when we don't protect our iman, then shaitan has got direct access to it. He doesn't, there is no deterrent. And Allah gave us all this protection. So we should do this this mujahada of making our nawafil. And not take the wrong meaning that if we do it, that is the order, hukam of it. That's not the purpose of it. Nawafil is not that if we do it, we get sawab. If we don't do it, we don't get guna. It is that if we do it, we will be, Allah will protect us from all types of sin. Allah will put barakat in all our things. And then the most important, our iman will be protected. So, and then we will be successful in the akhirah. So we must make this mujahada, which is taught in this hadith. May Allah give us all the understanding of it and the tawfiq of it also, inshallah. Subhanallah.